Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. No problem. Hello? It's still the wrong number. Maybe don't hit redial next time. Okay, sure. Bye. The hell? Dude. I don't really know how many other ways I can tell you it's the wrong number. Yes, that's my number. You sure you didn't misdial? Well, maybe you wrote it down wrong. Is there anyone you can call to confirm the number? Yikes. Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but it sounds like she gave you a fake number. Well, I mean, it's a real number. It's just not her number. Oh, sorry, dude. That's rough. Hey, not all women are awful. Well, I did once, but the only reason I did it is because the dude wouldn't leave me alone, and I needed an out. Yes, I know not all men are awful either. Well, I'm really sorry. It must feel sucky to be given a fake number, especially around the holidays. No, I haven't ever been given a fake number. But, I mean, it's not like I'm getting a ton of numbers these days. Because you actually have to leave the house in order to meet people, and that doesn't happen much anymore. Yeah, it started with COVID, and now I'm just way more cozy hanging out at home, sipping wine and watching Seinfeld reruns with my dog. Oh my God, yes. I love that episode. It's one of my favorites. Yes, a Festivus for the rest of us. Well, anyway, I'm really sorry about that girl. Yeah, I hope you have a great night anyway. Me? Well, like I said, I'm sipping wine and watching Seinfeld with my dog. Why? No offense, but I do not know you, like, at all. It doesn't seem smart for me to meet up with literally a random dude who called me out of nowhere. Like, we didn't even chat on Tinder or something. Yes, I do admit you're already better than most of the guys I've met on Tinder or talked to on Tinder. I would never meet someone from Tinder. No, oh, what the hell? As long as we meet somewhere very public and as long as they have outdoor seating, I'm there. Well, you can bundle up. The one on Main Street? Sure, what time? Okay. I'll be wearing a red V-neck sweater and a striped scarf. Okay, see you tonight. Hi? I'm Bonsoir. Hi, it's nice to officially meet you. Yeah, it's busier than I expected it to be, but I think a lot of people are out shopping and stuff. You want to grab a drink? Oh, thank you. I'll have an Irish coffee. Yeah, I'll go find a table on the patio, hopefully next to one of the heaters. Thank you so much. I hope this table is okay. Great. Oh, wow, this is delicious. What did you get? A hot toddy? That's amazing. My mom always made those for my dad when he wasn't feeling well. Well, this turned out to be a beautiful night. Such a clear sky, bright moon, and the Christmas lights on the street are so pretty. It's very Love Actually or something. I do love that movie, actually. I know I'm the worst, but I do love it. It's so good. You've never seen it? Oh my God, you have to. It's like the ultimate rom-com and a Christmas one to boot. Plus, befuddled Colin Firth is oof. He doesn't quite do it for you, huh? Well, there's also Keira Knightley, Laura Linney. Ooh, Colin Firth's housekeeper is super hot. You know what? Yes, I admit it. I do love a good rom-com. I don't like to admit my weaknesses, but this Irish coffee is kind of like a truth serum. What other secrets? Oh, I don't think so. I'm not that easy. That's right, you gotta work for it. Another Irish coffee? I need to watch out for you, I think. So, how did you meet the girl who gave you the fake number? Work office party? Wait, you work with her? Oh, she was working the office party. Like the wait staff? Oh, well, she probably gets hit on all the time. No, I'm not saying you're not a nice guy, but with that kind of job, she probably gets hit on so much that she has like an automatic fake number system. Why do you feel like an idiot? Because of what I just said? Oh my God, you are not an idiot. Oh, I did not mean to make you feel that way. Ugh, I'm sorry. I have a real foot and mouth issue. All I meant is she probably doesn't even really listen to guys who flirt with her anymore while she's working. You know, it's not you at all, it's just the circumstances. Yes, I think you seem like a really nice guy. You don't come off like a jerk or a weirdo, but I mean, you know, the night is still young. Me? Yeah, it's been a minute. God, this is always such an awkward topic. No, I mean, it's obviously a valid question. I don't date a lot. Well, it's complicated. Okay, I guess it's really not that complicated. I'm one of those people who is constantly friend zoned. I hate that term, but there it is. I wish I could play dumb and say I don't know why that is, but honestly, I think it's because I'm too afraid to make the first move. No, I mean, it's not really even fear of rejection. It's just this fear of making people feel uncomfortable. Like, oh my God, you don't like me? Sorry for making it awkward as fuck. Which honestly is ironic because awkward should be tattooed on my forehead. Well, I'm glad I seem normal to you now. Just give it a bit and you'll see what I mean. Okay, sure. A toast. To being brave and throwing caution to the wind. What? What? Why are you smirking like that? Mistletoe, where? Oh my God. How did we miss that? Well, you can't say no when there's mistletoe. Yes, I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Oh my God. I told you I'd show my true colors eventually. Wow. You're vaccinated, right? Oh my God. I cannot believe that's the first thing I freaking said after my first kiss, and I can't even tell you how long. Well, boosted and all, huh? Fantastic. Well, in that case. I'm staying in town for Christmas. Yeah. Most of my family's here, so we just usually go to my parents. How about you? Oh, that's good. Yeah, I always hate traveling for Christmas. Well, this is me right here. Thanks again for tonight. I'm really glad that waitress gave you the wrong number. The stay turned out way better than expected. Well, you have my number. So, good night. Oh, wait. What do you mean? I'm being brave. Oh my God, you're a good kisser. Well, yes, it has been a while, but I also think you're just a really fucking good kisser. Yeah, put your arms around me. It's okay. I can taste the brandy from your drink. Oh no. I love it. Oh, your hands are cold. No, it's fine. They'll warm up under there quickly. Oh, I do think they might make my nipples explode, though. Oh, shit. I think people might be able to see us. Hang on. Let's come over to the other side of the car. There, that's better. Oh, no. I want you against the car. That's much hotter. Yeah. Well, they might be able to see us, but they won't be able to tell exactly what we're doing. Like, they won't be able to see that I'm rubbing you right here over your pants. You like that? Yeah. Oh God. I love feeling your warm breath on my neck. Oh, that feels so good. You're gonna make my knees buckle. Oh God. Oh God, yes, put your hands on my tits. I haven't been touched in so long. Honey, you're getting so hard for me. Fuck, that's hot. Here. I want to warm up my hands under your shirt. Sorry. But now you know how I felt. Oh, grind up against me like that. Keep grinding your hard cock into me. Just like that. Oh, okay. that okay? Not too cold, I hope. Good. Oh, fuck, your cock feels so good in my hand. Can you undo my bra under my sweater? There. Oh, fuck, that feels good. No, no. Keep massaging my tits. I want your hands to stay there. Oh, God, it feels too goddamn good. Here, hang on. Let me just unzip my pants. There. Oh. I'll rub my clit while I stroke your cock and you massage my tits. Oh fuck, this is like really hot. Oh, seriously, like maybe we can get like the security cam footage of this. Oh yeah, pinch my nipples. Oh, just like that. Oh fuck, that feels so good. You like making me feel good, don't you? Your cock kind of twitches whenever I react. Oh, it's really fucking hot. Oh. Should I stroke your hard cock faster? Would you like that? Yeah? Yeah, I'll rub my clit faster too. Oh, do you like it when I play with the head a little? Tease it a little like that. Oh no, I don't care. Lift my sweater up, I don't give a shit. Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. Suck on my nipples. Oh fuck. Just like that. Oh fuck. Oh shit. I love to rub your pre-cum back into your cock. Do you like that? Are you getting close, baby? Yeah. Should I stroke you even faster? Yeah? Oh, I want you to come for me. I want you to come all over my hand for me. Oh, I want you to make such a mess. Come on, you sweet boy. Come for me. Yeah, you know you want to. You know you can't hold it in any longer, can you? Oh, God. Yeah, just come for me. Oh, fuck. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, keep going. Oh, just let it all out for me. Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ah, oh, that's good. Good job. Oh God, that was fucking hot. Me? No, I didn't, but it's totally cool though, seriously. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Me so fucking fast. Oh my God. Oh my God, don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, please don't fucking stop. Oh yeah. Oh fuck, right there. Oh my God, right there. Don't stop. Oh, fast. Faster, oh fuck. Faster. Fuck. Oh. Oh. that. I mean, I told you I was being brave. Go big or go home, right? Isn't that what the kids say these days? Oh my God. This was seriously the best night I've had in a long time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Seinfeld, but Jesus Lord. I think I needed that more than I realized. I guess we should put our pants back on, huh? So you want to come over sometime and watch Love Actually? I promise you'll like it. Yeah, you might even actually love it.